2, 1.
Good morning, everyone. We continue our study of Sha'arim B'Tfila, Rav Pinkus' wonderful Sefer, elucidating and illuminating the world of prayer for us, the many nuanced distinctions in the forms of Tfila. Hope you're enjoying the donuts and coffee this morning. Reminder, the afternoon call at 3 o'clock. The conference call on intimacy, part 2 tonight, is at 8:30. We're on page Kuf Nun Zayin. And Rav Pinkus is dealing with the following question. He's describing... Just be careful behind you, Dr. Khan. Slide over. We're on camera back there, so you got to slide over. Rav Pinkus is describing the critical, important aspect in a relationship with the Almighty, in realizing that we are, in fact, in a relationship. Come sit. You're good. Enjoy your donut, your coffee, your book. Okay, we're all good. We're about to run out of time. Okay, Rav Pinkus describes that in order to properly enjoy a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one has to realize they're in a relationship. And even though the Almighty is omnipotent, He's infinite, He's perfect, He has no needs, no wants, no desires, no feelings, as the Rambam writes, we use the tool of anthropomorphism to describe Hashem as having those things, because that's the best way we can relate to Him. When we perceive and picture ourselves as actually engaged in a real relationship, that's when we can most closely connect. If you think of Hashem as having wants and desires, and you need to fulfill them, if you think of Hashem as being disappointed in you, I often will tell my children, when trying to communicate or transmit certain values, you know, if you're mean to your sibling, if you do this, if you eat without thanking Hashem, it's really disappointing Hashem. Don't you want to make Hashem happy? Don't we want to give nachas? The Ramchal, Mesilas Hasharim, concludes with the mandate and charge, the mission in life, is to give nachas ruach to Hashem Yisbarach. That our mission is to make Hashem proud, is to give Him joy in who we are. And none of that is to suggest that Hashem has those feelings. He's perfect, of course He does not, but by approaching and interacting with Hashem as if He has those feelings, it reinforces and it promotes us to act and behave and be part of a relationship. So says Rav Pinkus, part of that is to realize, to feel Hashem's pain. When there's a chilul Hashem in the world, a desecration of God's name through the behavior of our brothers and sisters, or through world events, or through natural catastrophes, for whatever reason there's a sense of a diminishing of Hashem's name in the world, we should identify with and feel Hashem's pain. And why don't we? This is what we're up to. We struggle to, says Rav Pinkus, because we think of Hashem as being omnipotent. He's so great. He's so powerful. What does it mean He has pain? And how does it help for me to feel His pain? And what does He really care? What I eat, what I say, what I look at, what I do? Does it really matter to the Almighty, to the Ribono Shel Olam, to the Master of the Universe? So we're in the middle paragraph, page Kuf Nun Zayin. Om the Machuva Hamitis and Zeh Om David HaMelech. The real answer, David HaMelech gave us, Ki Mi Ka Hashem Elokeinu Agbila Shavas Hamashpilu Leros Bashamayim Uvaretz. Tomorrow morning is Rosh Chodesh. Hallel will say these words of David HaMelech. Who is like the Almighty? Hamagbi l'shavas, hamashpilu l'roz b'shemayim v'aretz. Simultaneously, God is distant. He is powerful. He is categorically different than we are. But at the same time, simultaneously, He's mashpili, He lowers Himself, l'roz b'shemayim v'aretz. See, in our lives, we can relate to people, the more powerful, the more inaccessible, the more unrelatable, and so on. And then, you know, the more casual, the more we have access. Kadosh Baruch Hu is both simultaneously. On the one hand, He's distant, He's inaccessible, He's categorically different, but He's mashpili leros. What makes God unique is that within His being all-powerful, He has the capacity to lower Himself and to interact with this world. If God were really entirely and exclusively so great as these philosophers picture Him, then in truth there would be this great question of what do I need to feel God's pain? Why do I need to do anything for God? God is in the cosmos. God is far away. But that's a mistake. It's a fundamental mistake. Adarabba, dafka machmas otzem gadluso yesh bekochol asas kol shebritzono. It's because God is so great, it's because He's so powerful, that He even has the ability to lower Himself and to interact with and be accessible to us in whatever level, with whatever behavior, and however lowly we may be. V'gam pli azul ashkiach al olam ashafel adas oso ulahargish oso b'chol pratav. And he has the ability, despite being all powerful and so to say distant, to nevertheless be knowledgeable of, aware of, and involved in every aspect of our lives. Every aspect of our lives. Some mistakenly say, I believe in a creator of the universe. I believe in a first cause. I believe in the Almighty. He set the world in motion and he moved on. He's so great, so distant, so aloof that he got it all started, but he's not involved. But that's a mistake. Because God is so powerful, he has the ability to be all that and yet be aware of and interact with and have providence over all that happens in our lives. To be integrated with everything going on. The fact that he is accessible, the fact that he's down to earth, the fact that he's aware of and involved in every little petty thing in our lives is testament to his greatness. It doesn't diminish his greatness. In other words, the heresy of the philosophers who think that to believe God is involved in my life somehow compromises or diminishes the greatness of God, that in fact is heresy. You're suggesting he's not so great that he's capable of both being up there and down here. But we believe, and Zohar reinforces this notion always, that our mission in life is to realize, to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu dira b'tachtonim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just in the heavens away, he's not just dealing with the universe and the cosmos, but to create the environment and to create the context that Hashem will dwell here in the tachton, the lower world among us. I know, in Israel it translates a little bit differently in the tachtonim. Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, the great Meshech Chochma, says this, Ein sofu shlemos b'li chisaron, that God, what it means that he has no beginning and no end, that he's limitless, part of his limitlessness, is that he's also able to be down here. V'im tomash sheish lo b'li gvul, v'ein lo koach b'gvul, hariyata machasa shlemuso. So if you're saying God is limitless, and at the same time though you say, because he's limitless, he's limited from being involved in the details of my life, then you've placed limits on him. It's like the question, you know, can God create a rock so heavy he can't lift it? Which is what we'd call a klutz kasha. You know, is God so limitless that he's limited to be involved in my life? Just as, this is the key principle, just as it's fundamental to Emunah to believe that there's nothing too great for God. There's nothing too great for God. We are living through times we're seeing world events and results that one would never have bet all the money in the world a few years ago they could ever see. And whether that turns out great, bad, who knows, that's not my point. My point is, never underestimate God. And we know that. A core principle of Emunah, don't underestimate what God is capable of. Through natural means, supernatural means, what God can do in the world. We've seen evolutions and revolutions, and we've seen change that was unimaginable. But just as a core belief of Emunah is to say there's nothing too great or beyond God, so too a core belief of Emunah is to believe there's nothing too small for God. The little, petty, insignificant things in my life. So you'll say, does God really care what I put in my mouth, what comes out of my mouth, what I watch, what I say, where I go, I made it late to shul, on time to shul, I talk during shul. Does God He's so great! God is the master of the universe, the creator of the world. He's leading. He's got bigger problems, bigger fish to fry. Does he really care about these petty details? If you think he doesn't, then you've also diminished God. As much as if you'd say he couldn't do something which is great. So fundamental to Emunah is to believe there's nothing beyond God on the upside, and there's nothing beyond God on the downside, in that there's anything too small. He's involved in our lives, and he loves us. And that's the core of a relationship, is to realize that he's involved in every small and seemingly insignificant and petty component of our life. So it's a fundamental flaw to think. It comes from a noble place to say God is so great that he's not involved in my life and he can't be involved in my life. That come maybe from a noble intent, in a form of admiration and awe of God's greatness, but it leads to an ignoble conclusion. And it leads to a breach in a relationship with Hashem, to think something is too small. No matter how great one's parent is, you think that your parent, nothing is beyond them in caring for you, but nothing is too small to ask for their help or awareness in your life as well. Wishing everyone a fantastic day. Thanks, Naimon.